KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 41 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for scattered light rain today and a high around 47. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Forestry Section's fire program, in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service, has awarded $234,459 in 50% cost-sharing grants to 100 of Iowa's rural fire departments to aid in their efforts in protecting Iowans and their property from wildfires. The grants offer valuable funding assistance for wildfire suppression equipment, personal protective equipment, and communications equipment. In the KJAN listening area, these departments were awarded funding. The Griswold Fire Department received a $3,500 grant. The Charter Oak Fire Department, $1,564. And Charter, or rather, in the Dow City Aryan Fire Department, $1,782. Fremont County's Riverton Volunteer Fire Department received a grant in the amount of $3,160. In Harrison County, the Missouri Valley Fire Department received $3,500. Woodbine, $2,387. In Mills County, the Glenwood Fire Department grant amounted to $2,445. The Henderson Community Fire Association received $3,289. And the Oak Township Fire Department, $3,484. In Monona County, the Ottawa Fire Department received a grant for $1,283. In Shelby County, the Harlan Fire Department, their grant amounted to $3,350. The Irwin Fire Department received $1,189. Shelby Fire and Rescue, $3,500. And in Taylor County, the Blockton Fire Department received $1,170. The Volunteer Fire Assistance, or VFA, program was authorized by the 1990 Farm Bill to provide financial, technical, and other assistance through state forestry agencies to organize, equip, and train small local fire departments of rural communities with populations under 10,000 to prevent and suppress rural fires. Well, sheriff's officials in Taylor County report 28-year-old Samantha Guile Smith of Creston was arrested Tuesday in the 200 block of East Ohio Street in Lenox. Guile Smith was wanted on an active Taylor County warrant for failure to appear in court on original charge of a controlled substance violation. During the arrest, she was found to have controlled substances and drug paraphernalia in her possession. Guile Smith was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was being held in the Taylor County Jail without bond until being seen by a magistrate. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 31-year-old Lancy Chermy of Creston. She was taken into custody for driving while barred and was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And a Brandon Hansberry, age 28, of Mobile, Alabama, was arrested last night in Creston for possession of a controlled substance. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. At around 4:35 p.m. on Tuesday, 33-year-old Jose Huerta Prescott was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for aggravated theft first offense. His bond was set at $2,000. And at around 1:30 this morning, 21-year-old Adam Austin of Creston was arrested for public intoxication, third offense. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Creston police said yesterday that 29-year-old Stephen Baylors of Afton had been arrested Monday afternoon. Baylors was arrested at the Union County Jail on a Union County warrant for theft in the third degree, and he remained held in the jail on the latest and other charges, with total bond set at $17,300. A Creston woman reported to police Monday morning that sometime between 7 p.m. Sunday and 8 a.m. Monday, the back window of her vehicle was smashed while parked outside of her residence in the 400 block of North Oak Street. The damage was estimated at $200. The Glenwood Police Department reports the arrest early Tuesday of a Pacific Junction man. 31-year-old Nathan Blezik was taken into custody for OWI third offense. His cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. And the Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports that two arrests had taken place last week. 50-year-old Jack Howard Davis of Orient was arrested December 12th in Greenfield by sheriff's deputies following a traffic stop. Davis was charged with driving while barred and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. In his vehicle, deputies found one broken and one complete meth pipe along with a marijuana pipe. Davis was released that same evening on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And on December 13th, 40-year-old Brandy Sue Whitney of Creston was arrested in Adair County following a traffic stop for speeding. Whitney was charged with driving while barred. She was released the following day on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported the arrest of the same man three times in 8 days this month. 30-year-old Justin Cooley of Atlantic was taken into custody December 7th for trespass, third offense, and he was taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Cooley was again arrested on December 9th for trespass in the third degree and again on December 14th for trespass in the first degree. He was booked into the Cass County Jail after each arrest. Atlantic Police also report the arrest of 34-year-old Troy Mack from Audubon on December 17th. He was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation and booked into the Cass County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Alice Kaufman, age 90, of Audubon, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Alice Kaufman will be today at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Clarabelle Logeman, age 87, of Sioux City and formerly of Messina, died Sunday. Funeral services for Clarabelle Logeman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorraine Howell, age 72, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Lorraine Howell will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jean Dixon, age 90, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Harlan. Memorial services for Jean Dixon will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Charles Egan, age 85, of Manila, died Monday in Carroll. Funeral services for Charles Egan will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. And Warren Hutchinson, age 96, of Atlantic, died November 25th. Memorial services for Hutchinson will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.